Carl. Carl. Your damn cell phone.
I turned it off. What's going on?
Where's Edie?
She's upstairs. She's been in a pissy mood ever since we left the restaurant. I don't know what's wrong with her.
She found the ring and the prenup in your briefcase. She thought you were going to pop the question tonight.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. You know, this whole fake marriage thing was okay when nobody was getting hurt. What are we doing? It's a lie. I lost Mike over a lie, and now I'm doing the same thing to Dr. Ron. And look at Edie. She was devastated. I don't think I can go through with this.
You can't call off the wedding. How are you going to pay for your surgery?
I don't know. I'll sell the car.
Susie, this is your health we're talking about. We're getting married.
Carl.
No, Dr. Ron would be the first to say that you're doing the right thing. I'll figure out some way to handle Edie.
How? How are you going to handle Edie? That poor woman's dreams exploded in her face tonight. You know, it's not like you can just go out and buy her flowers and everything will be better.
Then I'll propose to her.
Well, that's a little extreme.
Really? I was probably going to do it eventually anyhow. Obviously, we're going to have to get a divorce before I can actually marry her. But, what?
Nothing. I didn't know that you loved her like that.
She's a great kid. Total package. What's the matter, Susie Q? Jokes?
No, of course not. Well, okay, this is good, because, if this experience helped you to realize your true feelings, then we did something good here.
Yeah, I think we have.
I can't believe you thought I was jealous. It's not like I still have feelings for you anymore.
You're right. No, I was just fooling around.